What is not so clear is what makes it a quality of the individual as such. What makes it even part of the very definition of the individual. And it's that that we now have to consider. What is it that makes fidelity a quality of the individual? In order to understand this, we will have to go a little more deeply into the nature of individuality itself. The first quality of individuality, as we saw, is self-consciousness or self-awareness or reflexive consciousness. This is fundamental. We could even go so far as to say that self-consciousness or self-awareness is the essence of individuality. But what exactly do we mean by self-consciousness? Self-consciousness means that we can see ourselves objectively. It means that we can see ourselves as others see us, though not quite in Burns's sense, of course. We can see ourselves in the same sort of way that others see us. We can become the object of our own thought. Thought, however, is not limited. Thought is not limited by time and space. Our body is limited by time and space, but our mind is not so limited. Our thought is not so limited. So through thought, we can therefore abstract ourselves, so to speak, from the conditions under which we at present exist. In particular, we can think of ourselves, we can form an idea of ourselves as existing in the past, as having existed in the past, and as going to exist in the future. We don't just have an awareness of ourselves in the present, we have, as it were, a sort of quasi-awareness of ourselves as having existed in the past, as existing even in the past, and as existing in the future. Self-consciousness, therefore, involves a degree of separation, not to say alienation even, from the present. It is because we have self-consciousness, it's because as individuals we are self-conscious, that we can think of ourselves as doing something in the future. And because we can think of ourselves as doing something in the future, it's possible for us to say in the present that we will do something in the future. In other words, it is possible for us to make a promise. An animal can't make a promise. If our self-consciousness is weak, if our reflexive awareness is weak, we will not be able to keep that promise. We will not even really be able to make that promise. We may say the appropriate words because they're expected of us, but they will not really have for us the significance of a promise. And of course we often find people behaving in this way. Even in the FWBO, they make a promise, inverted commas, but they don't keep it. In fact, they don't even really make it. And that is because self-consciousness is weak. In other words, individuality is weak. And it's the same in the case of fidelity. We've seen that fidelity involves consistency. Whether in the case of fidelity to self, fidelity to ideals, or fidelity to other people. It involves consistently behaving in a certain way. Now, consistency implies continuity in time. It means behaving in the same way over, or if you like, through a longer or shorter period of time. Indeed, it means more than this. It means consciously and deliberately behaving in the same way over or through a period of time. But in order to be able to do this, we must have an idea of ourselves as continuing to exist in time. We must have an idea of ourselves as existing in the past and in the future, as well as in the present. In other words, we must have self-consciousness. We must be individuals.